This week in the Wicked Wardrobe, I am trying out something new. I'm going to have a chat with more than one person. So I'm very excited to welcome three scriptwriters from the erotic and non-erotic community, audio community. So I'd like to welcome Chris Haley. Hi, Chris. How are you?
On mute, sorry. I'm good.
We're after a good start. Gosh, that's all good.
Really...
See, this is, I just said earlier before we started recording, so not professional. We're here to have a chat. And the lovely Sophie, who goes by the username Nyaneko. Hi, Sophie. How are you?
Hello. I'm good.
It's great to have you here. And I'm also welcoming Live Joker, U/LIVEJOKER, who goes by Joker. Hi, Joker. How are you?
Hi, Wicked. I'm doing great.
Good, good. Welcome. It's lovely to have you all here. I posted a couple of days ago on GWO Backstage and the Script Guild looking for responses just to issues faced by script writers in this community. So these three creators have been very generous and agreed to join me to discuss some of the issues that are faced by script writers. As a non-script writer myself, I'm very interested to know you know, what does happen on script writers' ends of things and you know, the issues that they face. I do need to let you know, dear listeners, that this is what we'll be discussing today. Whilst I asked for feedback and input, the scriptwriters who are here to and joining me have their own, I guess, issues or topics that they bring to the table and would like to discuss. I did read everything. I have taken note of everything. So if we don't get to your, if you were you know, kind enough to reply, if we don't get to your particular topic or address something that you were hoping would, this may be the first of many. I don't know. We'll see how this sort of panel goes. But and also, it needs to be clear that this is not these opinions belong to people. They're people's experiences, and they're not necessarily the be all and end all. And I also recognise that the three creators who've joined me today not speaking on behalf of an entire community of script writers, just they're bringing their stuff to the table so we can have some, you know, informative and robust discussion. So if everybody's on board with that, we'll kick it off. One of the things that I've been talking with script writers in the Get in My Ears projects, the individual chats, is the topic of content being misappropriated. This is something that I'm bringing to the table myself as somebody who primarily fills scripts. The topic of scripts being misappropriated or put behind paywalls without permission, and maybe not, you know, script writers not being credited. Do any of you have experience with that? And if you do, can you tell us a little bit about it?
I'll go first, I guess, yeah. Since I'm the new person of the group here.
Sure.
I think I've been really lucky during my time. Yeah. I'm coming up to like about 3 years, so it's
okay.
It's a decent chunk.
Yeah.
And I've been like not credited probably maybe a small handful of times, and whenever that happens, I just like comment to the person or I reach out, and usually it's fixed if you just talk to them. But there are cases where people are sort of stubborn about it.
Right.
And they're like, you know, this is a public script. Everyone could have it. I don't need to credit or stuff like that, you know?
Oh, you've actually had, you've had VAs say that to you, that they don't need to credit you, generally?
No, I've seen it to others. Okay. But I do consider myself lucky in that regard that it hasn't happened to me.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
So I kind of feel for them in that sort of way. So I do appreciate starting out with this sort of question, which is, you know, refreshing that people talk about it. So
yeah, that's kind of nice. Yeah. How about you, Chris? Have you experienced that situation where you haven't been credited for the use of one of your scripts?
I have not had that experience. I have had the, at least that I am aware of.
Yeah, I was going to say actually, that we're aware of.
Yeah. I don't actually go out and seeking it either. I have had people put scripts on Patreon and not completely follow the guidelines that I gave them.
Right.
So that does happen. And one of the problems I found as well is getting in touch sometimes with some VAs can be difficult because they maybe don't respond to chats and DMs, just kind of as on a, you know, for a lot of VAs, chats and DMs are overwhelmingly enormous yeah. in terms of the volume, and they aren't always pleasant to look at for them either.
Yeah.
So it can be kind of hard to get in touch with someone and say, hey, you know, you didn't follow what I asked. I think that's an area of concern that I have, is it can be hard to get in touch with a VA sometimes when you're trying to deal with these.
Yeah. And I guess at what point do you invest the energy in following up and continuing to, you know, reach out to somebody in that capacity? Yeah.
And I also think writers are in a somewhat awkward position because, you know, let's say a popular VA fills a script of mine, puts it on their Patreon. I don't want to like burn bridges. That's so there's a certain awkwardness to the kind of the relationship between a scriptwriter and a VA that puts the scriptwriter at somewhat of a disadvantage in sort of, you know, bargaining or whatever the right word is.
How do you mean, as in you don't want to piss them off that because, you know, they've filled one of your scripts, but if they haven't followed your guidelines, are you meaning you don't they may not feel anything in the future if you approach them?
Right. If you're overly, you know, aggressive about it, right? You want to kind of tiptoe a little.
Finding that balance, I guess, that balance of respect. Yeah, right. But
unfortunate, a writer. Because like if we're talking about being creative equals.
Yeah,
it does not feel equal at all. It's almost as if, like, here's a thing I made that you want, but you haven't necessarily paid for it yet. But I've already given it to you by choice or not, and that's kind of what all our scripts feel like. Yeah. And I don't know. It's almost like we have to appease everyone to get a fill. Almost.
Oh my goodness. Oh gosh.
I think that's Sophie, that's exactly what I was meaning, is there's sort of this there's an imbalance in the relationship that makes it difficult.
Yeah. And can I say from my standpoint on the other side of it, that actually makes me incredibly sad and I'm incredibly disappointed on your behalf, because we're all here. We're all contributing to, you know, I know some of us are monetized our content, but we all, well, the majority of us met in a free space, in a public space to enjoy free and public content. So if that's not respected and there's an imbalance, God, that's, I'm going to say it, that's just fucking awful.
Can I add another item to this?
Yeah, sure.
Which is that I think for a writer like myself, who primarily posts script offers at GWA and at Pillow Talk,
yeah,
I don't think this is a very big issue, because most of the VAs that I interface with aren't really trying to monetize much.
Right.
If they are, they're very grateful that there are writers who write for them. And that's almost 100% what I encounter from VAs.
I'm glad.
Is a great, grateful attitude that I am willing to contribute to their attempts to monetize.
Yeah. However, I think that's very generous of you. Sorry, go ahead.
If you notice, one of the comments that you got in your thread was from a person who wrote scripts in the where he posted to the ASMR script haven.
Yes.
I think that there may be different issues for different writers. And I think I've heard a lot more people talk about this problem in the ASMR space.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate we don't have, I don't know where Sophie and Live Joker post most of their script offers, but if it's not at the ASMR Script Haven, we might want to consider for another one of these, bringing someone from there on.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They may have a very different perspective.
I agree.
For those who don't know, those scripts are 100% safe for work, YouTube friendly. They allow YouTube links on the in the sub, unlike GWA and Pillow Talk. And so there is a little bit of a kind of a business aspect to it, where people are posting things to YouTube for the purpose of, you know, making some money. So it's a little bit different for those of us, you know, I am pretty strictly just an amateur. And so I don't really encounter a lot of problems with, like, I don't think of my scripts as having a monetary value to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have the same kind of level of concern. I really felt for that person who posted in your
yes.
script and wanted to mention that a somewhat different kind of approach.
It's a different perspective, isn't it? It would seem it's a very different dynamic. And I'm only very new to Script Haven, only in the past sort of 3 months. I've really kind of just sat back and observed. Mm-hmm. And you're right, it is very different. I know during our Gimme chat, Sophie, you and I talked about YouTube, and I understand you post to YouTube. And there is, you know, at my level of my tiny little YouTube channel, there is no revenue generated, but I understand you do, and I'm not assuming you generate an income there, but have you had experiences within that community or as somebody who posts to YouTube?
Right. So with ASMR Script Haven, it is kind of understood that with it being safe for work, that all the scripts are kind of okay to be on YouTube, even though you do have to disclaim it on your post.
Right.
I think that is the main difference between, obviously, Gone Wild Audio and Script Haven, because once you kind of throw money and then also throw the 18 plus aspect to it, it's completely different.
Mm.
And that's why my scripts are mainly not safe for work, because I want to know that my consumers and people who are listening to Phil's are adults, and then my own personal safe for work stuff goes on YouTube for all to enjoy.
Yeah. So in terms of it, I think that's very valid, Chris, of you to perhaps, you know, if we do continue on with this sort of format for a Get In My Ears, if we do another panel, to have somebody representative, or not representative, sorry, my bad, wrong word, somebody from that ASMR Script Haven community, because it does seem to be a very different dynamic, like Sophie's just said, that, you know, there's the assumption, would that be right, Sophie, that that scripts will be utilized on YouTube?
You kind of have to assume. Like I said in our talk, I've had to stop caring so much. And in that community too, it's a lot of new voices. There's such a high turnover rate because everyone's just trying to get their own channel out there. So it's similar to a lot of social media nowadays, where you're just trying to get your name out there as fast as possible.
Yeah, just exposure, it would seem.
Right.
Well, I guess, go on.
Sophie, I've only posted one script there, so I don't really remember. But you are actually, if you don't specifically state in your offer that it's okay to post to YouTube, then people are, like, technically not supposed to post it to YouTube, right? So there is, it isn't just assumed, to answer your question, Wicked.
You
are actually, you know, supposed to expressly state that it's okay.
Yeah, and I think just, I don't know, this it surprises me, and maybe I'm naive. I just like, just be a decent human being and, you know, ask, because you didn't create it. It's not your work. If you want to utilize it, just ask permission, you know. And I think I approached somebody recently, a scriptwriter, who very clearly had stated in their office or just as a pinned post on their profile that completely fine to utilize their scripts. I still messaged them and asked, because it's just, I don't know, it's a respect thing for me. And I get that. Just because that's the way I do it, that's the way everyone should do it. I'm not saying that. But I don't know, maybe it's a bigger question. At what point did we stop asking and just started taking? With regards to crediting you or crediting scriptwriters, I should say, how, for people who don't know, and look, at some point I give new creators the benefit of the doubt that they don't know. And I think somebody mentioned, I haven't asked permission if I can mention them, but there was a feedback saying that perhaps for new creators to a subreddit like GWA, that perhaps the mods point people in the direction of the wiki, and which outlines for that subreddit or any other subreddit where scripts are offered, and new create new VAs, that they are, you know, pointed directly to, this is how you do it. You need to acknowledge the scriptwriter if you utilize, you know, their work. Because some, I still see new people who don't, who think that, you know, mentioning them in the body of the post, which I did, I'm not going to lie, I did when I first started doing it, was sufficient. But, you know, new creators don't always know that that doesn't automatically tag you as the scriptwriter. So that's one thing for people who are listening. It's if you're a VA, that needs to be done if you're new to the community. I, as a rule, always send my fill of a script to the scriptwriter first. They get the first. They get not the beta copy. They get the final copy, but they get it first. Once they're happy with it, then I post it. And sometimes I don't hear back from them, and that's fine. I, you know, give it a bit and then post it. And I understand that's not standard practice. I kind of wish it was, to readdress that imbalance. Do any of you get that sort of level of interaction with people who fill your scripts, or is it always, or majority of the time, a surprise when you get a fill?
What do you mean by surprise?
As in, you might get tagged, or even if you're not tagged.
I think there's a sort of standard that people expect. I think it's more surprising that you don't get tagged. So like a few months later, you find it and then you're like, oh, you should tag me, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of nice that you mentioned getting, sending the field to like a writer. I think that's usually like a Patreon thing where it's like paywall or something. But that is kind of nice, where the writer is sort of a collab partner and not just someone out in the wild that you just pick their script, you know?
Yeah.
So
I, as a VA, I struggled about a year ago just with the whole script writers not getting due recognition for the contribution to the collaboration. I fully believe it's a collaboration for those of us who fill scripts. They're your ideas, they're your words, they're your thoughts, they're your expression, your creations. And, you know, I'm not going to say we are just speaking them, because, you know, as a VA, we bring our expression, our interpretation, our... We lift them off the page, and but it's very much a collaboration. But what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing more often than not, that there's just such an imbalance with it. How else can, or do any of you have any sort of ideas as to how we can readdress that balance, or to bring that back to much more of a balance? What can VAs potentially do to address that?
I'll go again. It's later mentioned in, because you made a Google Doc of like points that we should talk about, and there's a later one that I do want sort of slide in. credit not being given to scriptwriters in the comments when it's like, when a listener says, "Ooh, I love that line," the VA should say, "Thanks. I think this writer did a great setup with this line." You know, mention that it's the words to them. And I think even though there's like an imbalance, now's the best time to be a writer, because there's a lot of push being made to recognize the writers, like their name in the tags or the writer flair.
Yeah,
you know, that I remember the threat of getting a writer flair, and some VAs were against it, and that sort of shocked me. But
wow, okay, I didn't know that.
I was one of them that tried to push and say, you know, we're also part of it, and it passed. You know, we got the flair, and that's pretty cool. So I think writers should. I wouldn't say like step up to the plate, but sort of like keep pushing to get that same level. So there is a balance at some point, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any thoughts on that, Chris or Sophie?
I on how, ditto on what's been said.
Yeah. On how VAs can readdress the imbalance. How can we do that? What sorts of things can we do to create more of a balance, I guess, to recognize and give more credit, or, well, because it's clearly not enough, to address that?
Well, as mentioned with the comments, because I also record and I do respond to comments, I always kind of deflect all compliments to the author, because again, it's not, I'm just voicing it. They are not my words.
Yeah.
So I always like over tag authors. I apologize for spamming you so much, but that's one way to do it. I also, at least on YouTube, have tried to link like the next suggested video to another script by the same author. So,
oh, okay.
So it's like more content by the same writer sort of thing.
Yeah, that's
brilliant.
That's a good idea. I think a couple of times I've in with a particular couple of writers, I know some subreddits where not, it's outside the guidelines or the rules to tag master lists, but even just referring to, you know, just you want more of their content, go and check it out here. I think that's quite valuable. That's something we can do. Chris, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, first off, I would like to say that as far as Wicked You sending audios to the writer, I don't get that all that often. I do have some VAs that I work with who do it all the time.
Is that too much? Like I like Sophie just mentioned, sorry for spamming you. Just like, also, I'm not going to assume that, you know, the script writer's got the time, or maybe they don't even want to listen. And I'm not going to assume they, you know, my voice may not be their thing. Which is fine, which is completely fine. There's enough.
I doubt that could possibly be.
Well, I get going.
I do not think it's too much. I also don't think it's necessary.
Sure.
I don't mind it, and I don't. Okay. I also don't object to it. If it's a new VA, I usually try to give them some advice if there's something about the fill that I think they could improve.
Yeah.
But that I generally, if it's someone I know or someone I'm familiar with, I'm not very likely to say much of anything other than just, yeah, go post it. So it doesn't have a lot of utility in that sense, you know.
Right, I get what you're saying.
It's not a particular reason to do it. Yeah. It is, however, really nice that you are contacting the writer and establishing a sort of a two-way relationship.
Yeah, it is a collaboration. I mean, you know, yes. And I'm sure I know myself personally, and I'm sure there are plenty of other VAs out there, without script writers, I would not be here, because I understand, I do write scripts for behind paywalls for my own exclusive content. But and I get what you do. I'm just like, and I'm so in awe of it because it takes me an age, and it's a hell of a process, and it's a skill set that for me it doesn't come naturally to do it independently. I work well with other people in writing, but wow, without it, I would hazard a guess that there are plenty of VAs who, without script writers and the generosity of their script offers, wouldn't be in this space. Which is, is kind of disappointing in a way that if particularly if they're not acknowledging a big part of their reasoning for being here or being able to be in this space and contribute. So I guess one approach we could do, and not that we're offering advice, but I know something I'm going to take forward is, yeah, perhaps linking to when we can master lists of content, if possible. But also, I like what you said, Sophie, and I know it had been raised in the feedback and the request for input from the community that we acknowledge the words. If a listener responds to the words and not the performance, to acknowledge and tag the writer. Not always tag. I don't know. How much tagging is too much tagging? I don't.
There's no,
I don't know.
limit. We appreciate everything.
This might just be me, but please spam me. I would love to like go on Reddit and get like 40 messages. Just go for it. I think it's great.
Okay, all right, it's on.
I think that's
Okay, well,
another.
no, can I take it back? I
think it's
No, I hear
another
what you're saying.
example.
Yeah.
I think it's another example of the imbalance that we were talking about as well. I think a lot of VAs don't think that we would want to be tagged that much because they think we must get as much, attention as they do.
I don't
But in
know.
fact, we don't. I mean, we go for days without getting any
Yeah,
notifications about
exactly.
it.
We need the notifications, people. We need it. Share the
it's our
notifications. Share
drug.
them. Validate us. I get it. I totally get it. Yeah, I
I
agree
want
with
to
you. Yeah.
And I want to mention something else along the same lines.
Yeah.
When I have a script that is filled and a VA and it does well and a VA tells me, oh, I got a bunch of new followers, I feel real happy about that. I feel like
Yeah.
I've contributed something
Aww.
something meaningful to this person's, to this
Yeah.
artist's work. And that's why I think in return, it would be nice for VAs to feel the same way about scripts. To think if I fill a script and it does well, I want to know that that script writer has gotten some accolades from that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Whether it's followers or, we script writers don't get nearly as many followers as VAs, but so things like saying in your in the body of your post or in comments, make sure you go follow him. Make sure you go check out his other scripts.
Yeah.
Check out,
Okay.
he's got lists of fills. Listen
Yeah.
to other fills of his scripts.
Okay.
That kind of thing where you're sort of directing your
Yeah.
listeners to go check out the scripts, just like we as writers direct people to go check out the fills. And that makes it feel
Oh, I
much
see.
more like it's a
Yeah.
two-way street and a
Yes.
collaboration between the two of us,
Yeah. I agree. And I think that's something very simple that could be so effective and have such a larger impact in and acknowledging the collaborative dynamic that it is, that the real understanding of that. I like
Right,
that.
and like Sophie mentioned about sending people to other fields of the same script writer, that kind of thing where you
Yeah.
think, I would like you to go check out other fields by this guy because he's
Yeah.
got some good stuff, or something to
Yeah.
that effect. I think that's a really nice approach. There are definitely VAs who always say, go follow him. And that it Very few people will go follow me because people just don't follow script writers as much, but they certainly could mention, go listen to other fills of this stuff,
Yeah, I think for me personally, in tagging, or obviously we have to mention the script offer, not the script link. People, if you're a VA, don't script, don't not. It's because there's context written within the offer. So always link the offer, not the direct link to the script. I often and I'm going to readdress this myself. I'm going to change the way I present my my audios. In my mind, it's sufficient that the link to your profile is there. But something as simple as saying, go and listen, go and check it out, go and read, go and look, it's a sentence that may just be the difference, you know, will be the extra prompt that perhaps a listener may need. Yeah, I like that. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
I want to add something to Chris's point. Well, overall point. When like a VA does like a feel of like script A, but they also have like script B from the same writer, and they say go check it out, it benefits everyone. It gives more attention to the VA, more attention to the writer, and then the listener, if they like that script, they're gonna like script B and they'll go check it out. So I think there's brownie points for everyone involved.
It's a win-win, right? It's a win-win. I posted something, I know this isn't going to mean anything if you're listening to this at a later date, but I did post something yesterday whilst all this feedback was coming in, and I changed the way I responded to the listeners, and I won't call them out right now, but the scriptwriter of that particular audio, they would have got a lot of notifications, can I tell you, because it was a collab, and it was my God, it was great fun. And it was the second in a series. If it's part of an ongoing series, I always link back to, you know, the previous episode or the previous chapter, the previous audio linked to it. And whilst I was reading these comments, I was like, right. And thank you very much to this scriptwriter. And thank you very much. And oh my God, this scriptwriter. This is like, oh my God, yeah. This, you know, there's all, so yeah, that script writer, you know who you are. You probably got a ton of notifications yesterday.
Shout out but to them.
Yeah, it's so simple to, it's such a simple thing to do. One thing I will say on, from my standpoint is that, and this may just be me, and it's something I'd like to talk with other VAs about in a space, is drafting the post for me takes a long time. I'm very particular about the way I present it, and you know, because you put X amount of time into the recording and sometimes the editing of it, so presenting it well is important. It's important to me. I know some people just throw their links up there and be done with it, and that works for them, all well and good, but it would add a couple of more steps, but I can see the benefit of it far outweighs, you know, the extra time. And again, all I know for me, because of the way I record, it's not nearly as much time you've invested as a writer to create that script. So really simple points that could be really beneficial for everybody, I think.